All right, good morning, everybody. I really thank you very much for being with us here today and your interest to the session. As Elbera said, I'm actually going to present our work on cross-border collaboration. It's a partnership model where we are discussing now how various partnership to the health model can work in the year. So the work I'm going to present is a work of Core Group Poly Project in Horn of Africa, and it's a work of several projects in the area. And just for your information, the Core Group Poly Project is a consortium project of NGOs, basically U.S. NGOs, and currently we are working in 7 countries. In Asia, in Africa, 6 in Africa and 1 in Asia. And that includes the 4 countries where I'm working, Somalia, Kenya, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. This work now we are doing, and among many interventions that we are doing for the eradication of polio in the Horn of Africa, cross-border initiative is one of them. And it's done in 4 countries. In 4 countries, as I mentioned, in Horn of Africa, and the work I'm going to present is actually the work of all of our projects in the countries. I can see the collaborators are our project director from Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Kenya. All right. So in next maybe 8 or 10 minutes, I'll talk about various efforts made in the area of initiative for cross-border initiative for polio eradication in Horn of Africa, and we will be sharing some of the achievements we thus far achieved and the way forward. So this is the situation. Back in 2013, as you can see from the slide here, global polio eradication got a setback with an unprecedented outbreak of polio in Horn of Africa, with the epicenter in Somalia, and as you can see, that also spread into in Kenya and Ethiopia. So the total number of cases, as you can see, reached a record of 217, and that outbreak continued until the middle of 2014. So what is noteworthy, what is obvious from here is that the polio cases that you saw, which we see in the map, are in the border counties that border with Somalia. And also noteworthy to see that it didn't spread further than that. It's all kind of confined with the border counties of Somalia and Ethiopia and then Kenya. So this cross-border importations of poliovirus has been documented before as well. As we see from this map, even in Kenya, there were cases of importations of poliovirus from neighboring countries in 2006, 2009, 2011, and 2012 as well. And also the same case with Ethiopia. Ethiopia and Kenya have been polio-free for almost 2 decades, but they get importation from neighboring countries. So what is evident from here is now, the population are vulnerable. The population living in the border areas are vulnerable for this kind of potential resurgence of transmission of polio virus. So why border populations are so vulnerable? As we can see, it's obvious for the obvious reasons. Because borders is artificially made politically, and they share the same ecology, epidemiology, and cultural and social values. And they are often likely to be hard to reach, left out, and socioeconomically disadvantaged. And border is free, porous in these countries. There's no fencing around it. People can commute for everyday needs or for trade or for even for long-term migrations. So definitely the border population in Horn of Africa are at greater risk of this kind of infectious disease outbreak. But, however, the efforts have been there. There have been efforts that countries could work together, you know, to deal with this kind of public issues. And the countries are aware that the border population is, and the migrant population are very vulnerable and are source of, you know, or the recipients of this kind of infectious disease outbreak. There are a few meetings that I want to highlight that has been done in the last few years to strengthen the cross-border collaboration. Ethiopia, with our support and the WHO and other partners, they did massive cross-border meetings at operation level in those four areas with one with the Kenya, one with the Sudan and South Sudan. Yeah. And also, Kenya has been an active partner of cross-border collaboration in the region. They have also, you know, done some work in 2013 with Uganda and South Sudan. And the Africa region of WHO has also done a number of initiative and effort meetings and workshops in the last few years to institutionalize the cross-border collaboration for public health issues. And Core Group Polio Project have also been there for the last several years. Our project in Ethiopia and South Sudan are also very actively doing cross-border activities. So efforts are there being done. You know, what has been benefits of those efforts in the past is, you know, now we are kind of aware, you know, what are to be done, what are important for countries to collaborate on. You know, so frameworks are being developed based on the, you know, those work. And it's very important that framework we have. However, I mean, the reasons for the ineffectiveness of those meetings, those work before is, those have been always a one-time activity as opposed to, 5 minutes already. Hmm. Yeah. So that's happening now. And so, as I say, there are some models that deals with the cross-border issues. WHO offer model is also there, and East Africa Community model is also there. And you know, those two are having tried, and we come up with the third model called CBI model, building on those two. And I would like to probably now take a few minutes to go through the model that we have been doing that. So just a brief information on Core Group Polio Project again. As I said earlier, we are a global project with a presence in 7 countries. In Arab Africa, we are present in 4 countries. Ethiopia project since 2001, and South Sudan from 2010, and recently established our Horn of Africa with Kenya and Somalia in 2014. So we work with a secretariat model with the implementing partners from NGOs implementing the project. Right, then, now, our model of collaboration, border collaboration, is kind of a coordinative model. You know, countries are responsible for resource mobilizations. We do not necessarily have all the resources they need to implement, and they are responsible to monitor and report to the group by themselves. But however, they agree on the shared goals, visions, and shared activities, and shared standard of, you know, operating. And we, core group, WHO, UNICEF, do support them in implementation and more on the technical side of it. So goals are, as I say, you know, we want to contribute to polio eradication by working in the border, by improving the, you know, population immunity in the border areas with a strong AF surveillance. And to do that, the strategy is to work with the border counties together. Our model actually, you know, starts with the advocacy to county health office of both sides, that where we can discuss about how important it is and how each of the partners are supposed to deal with that one. So technically, we are interested in how we can improve the vaccination of children, people crossing the borders regularly, and also have a strong AFP surveillance presence in those border regions. And we do have, each country has their standalone country plan of actions for dealing with the border health issues, as well as they identify the area they need a collaboration for, and they come together to make a collaborative action plan, which is joint action plan. So we have a system. We also deal with the governance, how we want to make sure these rules of games are there, and a committee, Border Health Committee, is formed with a representation from both sides, with stakeholders as well. And there is a regular communication between them. So implementation, as I said, each country is responsible for implementation and to mobilize resources. We do provide some support, and there are various work, that activities they need to do, they do with that one. And monitoring evaluation, we have a, this has been the weak area of the, you know, model that has been tested before. So we come up with a, you know, both list of, you know, I mean, comprehensive, quite a number of indicators encompassing various results chain matters, inputs, outputs, outcomes. So, and we do have that one. So results, as I said, you know, right now we have three sites, cross-border initiative sites in Kenya with three countries, Somalia, Ethiopia, and South Sudan, and Uganda. And in South Sudan we have also similar initiative going on with Uganda and DR Congo. So one of the things I think was, you know, mapping of border populations, crossing points and transit points. That's we are doing that, and you know, as you can see, that is being done, and we have high level of commitment for it. So vaccination-wise, we do counties do help each other to vaccinate children crossing the border points at the time of mass campaigns and other times. So, and the EFA surveillance is also improving. Case detection rates are improving, and there are joint, you know, activities between the countries for case investigation and many other things. And they do meet frequently to share their work and reduce and learn. So challenges, as I said, you know, the countries vary in terms of their capacity, in terms of their resources, and there are still a lot of things to do, and I don't want to go in detail. So these are all here, but we are making good progress, and it is making a good headway. Thank you very much. That's my end of the program. Thank you.